Pinky the Pig podcast show, and I'm here with my friend Mildred the Moo Cow because it's Christmas. Well, it's the day after. It's the day after Christmas because we're not going to have a podcast on Christmas Day.
Well, no, that wouldn't be proper.
No, but hi, Mildred. How are you?
I'm great, Pinky. How about you, darling?
I'm so good. It's so wonderful. I love Christmas. Santa came, and there's so many presents under that tree. It's crazy. And the kitty cat, you know, our little kitten Puff, she's playing under the tree. She's smacking the tree and everything. But she didn't hurt anything.
No, that's good.
Yeah, and then our little dog Buckshot, he likes all the Christmas stuff too. He's playing with all the balls and everything. It's really cute.
So you had a nice Christmas?
I had a great Christmas. Loved it. So nice. I have such a great family.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, so Mildred, what did you get something for Christmas?
I did. I got a new blanket. Because, you know, I live in the barn, but it's cold. And, you know, I'm a little bit older. Yeah, I got a new blanket.
That's nice. You know what? I got a sweater. I get to live in the house, but I still got a sweater.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, Penelope, she got so many things. Oh, man. She's a lucky little girl.
Oh, yeah. She's a good girl.
Yeah, Santa's happy. She's a good girl.
Right. Well, that's really nice.
Yes. And then Farmer Tommy, you know, he got a new backhoe. And a big backhoe. He got a new one. He had an old one, but he got a new one.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, you know the backhoe. It's not just a tractor. It's got that big kind of shuffle scooper thing in the front. You scoop up the dirt or the snow or whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's called the bucket.
Oh, yeah, the bucket. Yeah, that's the bucket. And then you sit in the front seat to do that. But then you sit in the back seat. You face the other way. And then I got these two big bars that come down and they stabilize the side of the tractor and they go into the ground. And then you got a big digger thing in the back. Then you can dig off of the backside. So the backhoe does all kinds of stuff. Yeah, new backhoe. So just so you understand. So the backhoe has two things. Because it's got the digger on the back and a shovel in the front. So he got a new backhoe.
Well, that's great. That's great. That's so cool. So everybody else in the family had a nice Christmas?
Oh, yeah. You are not going to believe what Robert got. You know, Robert, that's Penelope's brother. You know, he's in seventh grade.
Right.
Okay, and then, you know, Penelope, that's who takes care of me. She's in second grade.
Right.
Well, Robert, you know what he got for Christmas? He got a trombone. He's going to learn how to play the trombone.
Oh, that's cool. I think that's fabulous.
I know, it's fabulous. Yeah, the trombone, it's kind of a horn. Well, it's a horn. And then it's all long. And then it got this long thing of wah, wah, and then you go, it's a slide. It slides up and down.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, he's going to learn how to play the trombone. That's really cool because, you know, Penelope plays the piano and the guitar. And a violin. Yeah, the violin. But Robert's gonna play the trombone. Yeah, so everybody got their presents. And Layla and I got some jewelry and very nice. And Layla that made a great big birthday cake.
She did?
Well, yeah, she made a birthday cake for Jesus because it's birthday. You gotta have a birthday cake. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's all about the birthday for Jesus.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he was born and then he was in the manger.
That's right.
And I'm not really sure what is a manger.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I always just hear the babies in the manger. What is that?
Well, the manger, that's kind of the area. It's kind of where you put the hay and the straw to feed the animals in the barn. It's just like a little shelf or a little table where you put the hay. Because Jesus, when Mary and Joseph went into Bethlehem, there was no place for them to stay in the inn. So they had to go into the barn with the animals. And that's where Jesus was born, out in the barn.
Yeah, out in the barn with the animals.
Right, and the manger is where they would put the food for the animals, and in the manger where the straw, the hay is, and that's called a manger. So they made a little bed for him, and so he was able to sleep in the manger, away in the manger.
Yeah, I love that. So the manger is where the animals eat.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I never really knew that part of what the manger was.
Well, now you do.
Could you say the words away in the manger?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, I would like that, please.
Okay, I'm not going to sing it, right?
No, I know. That's fine.
Okay, Pinky. And Away in the Manger was written by Sir David Wilcox.
Okay, I want to hear it, please.
Okay, here it is. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my side till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay, close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's beautiful. And, you know, we have heaven right here on earth. You don't have to go to heaven to have heaven. I mean, that's the ultimate, of course. But you can make heaven on earth if you just stay positive. You can make your own heaven.
That's right. I mean, there is, you know, we do live on planet Earth. Everything isn't perfect. But we can make our own surroundings as best as we can.
Yes, that's what I try to do.
That's right, Pinky. You know, Pinky, you have a beautiful spirit.
You do too, Mildred.
Well, that's because, you know, we see the light, we feel the light, and we become the light.
Yes, because it's Christmas. And we're connected, and we're happy, and we focus on the positive stuff. Because, you know, of course there's negative stuff, but that's not what we're going to focus on. We're going to be happy and sweet and kind, and we're going to share our love, and we're going to respect each other and love our neighbor as ourselves.
That's right, Pinky.
I know, it's so beautiful. All right, well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Mildred.
Thank you, Pinky, you too.
Okay. I love you.
I love you.